The term races, let's get rid of it.
Answers with Ken Ham, host of a powerful DVD against Darwinian racism.
As I said on a previous program, we need to get rid of the term races. But what would replace it? 200 years ago, when someone talked about different races, most people would think in terms of the Irish race, the English race, and so on. They were thinking of different cultural groups. But sadly, the wide teaching of evolution, which promoted the idea that people are divided into primitive and advanced races of people, has really changed the meaning of the term races. Today, because of the influence of Darwin, many people consider some groups to be lower races, supposedly closely related to ape-like ancestors. Then there are the so-called advanced races, who are superior. This has fueled racist attitudes. You know, the Bible makes it clear there's only one race. All people are descendants of the same one man and woman, Adam and Eve. And because the term races has changed meaning because of evolutionary teaching, we need to abandon it and talk instead about people groups. There'd be less prejudice.
Find out more about what the Bible and real science teach about the origin of all the people groups. Ken Ham has a fascinating DVD that will answer your questions about this intriguing question. It's easy to obtain. Just call us toll-free and offer a gift of any size. The number is 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or go to the web, answersoffer.org.